Listen. Take your shoes off.
Come on in. Sit down. Relax for a minute. I am excited. I'm so proud of us. We made it to the end of a season. So, well, let's just start this. This is the finale of our first season. How you feeling about that, KB?
I feel accomplished.
See, right. So do I. I think that's really good.
I was trying to figure out what do I feel has changed or how we've grown.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel that I'm a little more comfortable. Not that I was uncomfortable before.
Right.
But a little more comfortable.
It's gotten a little easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk. And I kind of look forward to it. At first, it was just like, okay. You know, I put it on the calendar.
We did.
And I'm
going to
wake
whatever.
Up and get on there, whatever. So, but now I kind of look forward to it.
Oh, cool.
Especially when, you know, if I can just change the subject if I want to, it's whatever goes, so.
Right, and that part I love. So I can say that I have been seeing the growth all along because I do the editing.
Exactly.
And so when I go to edit, it's not always as choppy. Like if you go back and you listen to, let's say, the first episode as opposed to the 9th or 10th episode, you're like, oh, okay. So there's not as many cut-ups or breaks. I think that, you know, when you first start talking, even when you're becoming a speaker, you focus on all the little things like, dang, I say 75 times. Why did I do that? You know, right. You start thinking about all of those things. But I don't think that we do that so much anymore. And the one thing that I love is that we allow ourselves to pause. We didn't always do that. I think we still have some work to do as far as like cutting each other off and stuff, because we all be so excited about whatever it is we have to say. Like, it's like, oh my God, I agree with you. Or, oh. Like, but that is getting better. So I see that improving. Yeah,
that's cool. Maybe we'll have to use these new reactions. You raise your hand, a thumb or something. Damn it.
Right.
Say it's my turn.
No, so like they used to do back in the day. Well, some churches probably still do it. What they
right, put the right, right.
You know how to wear a glove, though, if you want me to pay attention to that. If I don't see a white glove, I might be like, one what?
The other thing I think, for me, it doesn't feel like a job. Like, it's like, oh, this is cool. I can do whatever I want. It's like whatever goes, and I don't have to answer to anybody. So I mm-hmm. think that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody should make a podcast.
I think so.
It's
I think
shit.
So.
Right.
One of the main things that I love is that we get to be completely authentic. I love that. Like, there's no reason for us not to be who we are, you know, whereas when you're in the workplace, it's be professional. They like you to act like this and talk like Sally, and we don't have to act like this or talk like Sally. Fuck Sally. We ain't got to go there. This is our shit.
Okay. You're right, though.
Yeah.
And for now, since people aren't actually looking us in the face, it's a lot easier too, because I can do this in my pajamas.
Right. I am in my pajamas.
Well, I love that. I love that.
It's true. It's true.
Another part.
Yeah. I do love, though, that we do it via a conferencing system, because I do like seeing both of your faces and interacting with you guys. Like, I think that has been helpful too. I think, remember when we were first working on it, I kept trying to invite people in. They supposedly fixed that feature now. I haven't tried it. I don't feel like it right now, but I like this setup.
Inviting people in where, when? You said inviting people
in. Oh, so on Anchor, you can invite other people in to talk.
Oh,
and we tried that initially, but it didn't work. you and I went on. We did a practice run. The practice run worked, but when we went back to do it, it was acting crazy. And so now supposedly it's corrected and we'll see later. But right now I like seeing y'all's beautiful faces.
I can say that too. I like that I can see, have some response, and you can see what's going on. Even though some of us play with a lot of stuff, but
see. You mean like this pen?
Okay. What else? So what are you looking forward to for next season? So we came up with some exciting topics for next season.
Oh my God. I think next season is going to be so much fun. One, because our area of expertise gets to come out. And for those of you who don't know, we are both women's health nurse practitioners, and Patty is a social worker. And so we all bring like different things to the table, different views. But I am looking forward to our spinoff of Kitty Calls and Cocktails. You know, we want to know, not that we want to know, but we want to talk about what's real with the kitty at 50. Because it's all kind of different changes and things going on with our bodies, you know. And we want to talk about that. I don't feel like there's enough Black people out there who look like us, who are our age, who are talking about it. And different things happen to different people. So I want to start talking about all of those things. And what do we'll we do in the meantime?
Who talks about it anywhere? Who talks about
it? This is very true. This is very true.
Because that's my expertise, like you said, that's my area. And actually living through it now, I'm still surprised at some stuff.
That's some shit.
Yeah, I'm like, nobody told me this. So now I know. So I think anybody, I don't think it's out there like that. I don't think it's out there. Or people don't talk about it like that. Or maybe they just think at a certain age, women no longer desire sex or no longer have those kind of issues.
Oh, y'all can get that shit out your mind right now, because that shit is so far from the fucking truth.
That is so not true. Right. That's some bull.
So it is real bullshit. sorry, y'all know I'm
but you're right. That's the furthest from the truth.
It is the furthest from the truth. And so what are we doing? You know, a lot of us are not in relationships, or we're in situationships, which is not even our shit. We picked that shit up from the millennials and other, you know, the younger kids. Why the fuck are we trying to do what they do knowing that shit don't work for us?
Right into
it. That shit don't work for us.
So
my man over there. So, and there'll be a few other changes, like oh God, I'm sorry. Now I can't get that joke. Leslie Jones is hilarious. And she was talking about how she's 52, right? She's 52 now. And so she's done a couple of stand-ups. And so I've seen a couple of them. And she said, I'm sorry, but if we sleep together more than once, you my man, we go together. Like, she crazy. She is crazy. So then you stalking the booty call. Come on.
Watch that. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, still. My gosh, girl. Yeah. So we're going to have to watch those. So, yeah, a few different changes. I think so. The theme is going to change just a little bit. It's still us. We still live. We still crazy. But we get to throw in some of the other things that we love talking about.
You think the TV show gives you the real, real. We're going to give you the real, real.
Right.
I can't wait.
Right. If you don't want to know, don't come to this show, because I'm telling you, we are going there.
That's going to be cool. That's going to be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we have to find a way to get topics from the audience, though. That's the big thing that I want, because we know some things. We know the kind of things we want to talk about, but we have to figure out what you want to talk about, what the audience wants to talk about.
Right.
So we have to find a way to solicit those questions.
So one of the things that I am considering, and by considering, I mean, I want to do a couple of test runs and see if it works, okay. Is taking what we do in season two, creating the YouTube channel, which we talked about, and doing pieces of the video to actually put out questions. Here's the question we need you to answer this week, and put it out there. Like, okay. And post it, like, on my social media, on everybody's social media. We all should be posting for Laugh Out Loud podcast. This is our shit, you know? So, and you never know who's going to see it or want to and respond to that video and those questions that way. People like immediate gratification, so.
And we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do it. So I think that'll be a good way of reaching out and getting people to respond.
That should be fun.
Yeah, I'm open for other ideas too, but I'm going to do that there. I think people don't think we for real I don't know. People don't want to respond. And you know, I have to say that since I, with my blog even, like people like, oh, I read that. It was so, oh my God, I didn't know you wrote that well. Well, I'm not an idiot. And thank you. But why didn't you reply? Like, they'll call me and tell me the response.
Right.
Okay, could you go type that up? Like, it takes you less than 2 minutes. Come on.
We'll find something.
Start it up. Do something.
You just said people like immediate gratification. So we'll find some incentive to get
what we want. There you go. Okay. So that's KB world right there. So I'm like, yeah, sounds good. You go with that. Let me know what you come up with.
What I do. So we'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. So yeah, if you tell me that's the problem, then I'll find a solution. People always want something, so we'll give them something.
Anything that you came up with? Not that you came up with. Was there a topic or a theme or one of the episodes that like stood out for you the most, or that you like, I don't know, that you liked the most?
I'm not gonna say like the most, but I was really excited to do the first one. It's on your shit, because that resonates with me and people don't do it, and they need to know that it's okay to do it, and you have to figure out what your hangups are, what your issues are, before you can move on to anything else. So that's the saying now, like even with my sister, it's always like, well, own your shit, whatever it is, own your shit. Somebody else might not like it, but it's yours. And so that one just always sticks in the back of my head. I can't say that's my favorite one, but I was just first excited.
Love. You know, like, delivery is always my first love. I could do many, many other things, but labor and delivery is my first love. And so I would have to say that as well, like owning your shit. And I say it so much and I write it so much that I'm sure, like, what does that even mean? You know? And I'm like, no, we'll talk about what it meant. So go back and listen to episode one if you need to hear that. But it really is about owning everything and empowering yourself with all of the shit, good, bad, or indifferent, that is yours.
The truth. Yeah. And I might not share all of my truths, but my truths are my truths.
They are your own.
Boil down to. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I think that's cool. But we have to do a definition of that. You know, you've seen how they'll do a definition of, you know, maybe a slang word and stuff. So we'll have to have own your shit and we'll define it.
Okay.
And we're gonna put that out there. Yeah, that's what it is.
The more we talk about it and the more we do stuff like putting it out there and making little memes and stuff, I think that people will get that.
But I think that's a cute t-shirt. That's a cute something.
I just wrote 5 steps to owning your shit. I can do a digital, and that'll be a giveaway or something.
All day.
Lola. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I could do that. Owning your shit. Oh, and I also... Shit.
Huh? We gonna say, do you own your shit or shovel your shit? Now, which one are you doing? So then we're gonna give you the 5 steps to owning it.
You shoveling shit? Are you shoveling shit from left to right? Let me tell you that shit.
Don't nobody believe that. Go ahead, I'm sorry. What were you about to say?
No, it's cool. I love it. Oh my gosh.
Shoveling shit. Anytime you say something I don't like, I'm gonna say, Tracy, you over there shoveling shit.
Shoveling shit. I'm gonna be like, okay, what do I do with this shit right here in the shoveled in? What do I do with it in the shovel? There's stuff you can do with it.
I know you forgot it.
I just got a visual of shoveling shit and throwing it. And you know how you use it as fertilizer. So put the shit out there to fertilize the next thing. But ain't that what you're doing when you're moving around shit you don't like? This some stinky shit, but let me put it out here because at least it'll help something else grow. Learn from it. Grow from it. There you go. All right. That's how my brain works, people. I can't help myself.
She ain't lying.
Oh my goodness. So what else is good?
Was that your favorite episode?
I would say that was my favorite episode. And here lately, the episode we did where we ended up talking about pivotal moments, even though we didn't, where I was talking about how I got stuck in the book with mm-hmm. writing the book. And then all of a sudden, cause I shared the information, the story about, the tragic death of my father, which I was 17 years old when it happened. Okay. And I didn't want it to come across a certain way because I really was trying to convey that it was a pivotal moment in my life. Like right now, we are in the midst, all of us, we all should be taking ownership of this moment. And we should all be trying to figure out something positive, take that shit and pivot. Because we all have that opportunity to do that right now. We're going to have to anyway, because ain't no telling what kind of crazy shit they come up with after this.
You're right.
So pivotal moments, owning your shit and pivotal moments, I would say are my two favorites. Although I did enjoy your crazy questions, though.
You did.
Crazy Q, yeah. I even laughed when I went back to do the editing part for it. That was pretty cool.
So we're gonna do a couple more, but yes, that I like doing that because some of them actually gives you like an insight into the type of person you are without actually asking. So, what's your favorite thing? What do you do for a living?
Color is green. I like the numbers 7 and 9. But yeah, that was cool. I forgot about I'm no longer accepting. That's one of my favorites. You're right. I probably can't pick a favorite. I am no longer accepting the things I cannot change. I am changing the things I cannot accept. Dr. Angela Davis. That is one of my favorite quotes of all times. And I kind of enjoyed that show.
I forgot. I'm going to have to play them all in order again.
I have to go back and just listen to them. Like while we're on break. Because we'll be on break for a week or two.
So that'll give y'all 12 episodes to go back and listen
go
to.
Go back and listen to.
And see how wonderful we are.
Heck. I can say that there were ones that I feel like need more, more time, more energy. Like the episode we did. What was it? It's Not Your Weight to Carry. Oh, Louder Please. Remember I shared the poem, Unpretty Plea?
Right.
And it was around all that stuff with Snoop and Gail and all of that crazy stuff. Like it was that one. And I even had written a blog about it around the same time. And it's not that I don't feel like we gave it good energy. I felt like that's going to be an ongoing story. And if we can maybe partner with other people that can really help in situations like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, there was a couple of people that we ended up meeting as a result of that I want to still have on the show eventually.
Okay.
Yeah, to talk about those topics again. Like, what are people doing to help women of abuse and women, any of that kind of stuff?
Back, girl, this is 50-year-old shit. I'm back locked up. I was like, oh
my God. What just happened to you? I saw it in your face, like.
I'm good.
So the other episodes, I just wanted to tell you. So it's Not Your Weight to Carry. I'm no longer accepting. Louder Please, the outtake of a Louder Please. Get you some then. Wait a minute, I need to see the details of that one. Cause I'm like, do I remember then? Get you some then, get you some then.
I'm some.
That sound like a toy party theme.
And I'm sure that's what you wanted it to sound like.
Now we all need it, we all want it, we all crave it, and for real, we all deserve it. But where do we start to find it? Real love. Oh, that was the episode. I was doing 5 days of Slay.
Yes.
And I decided to share that last episode when we just went way crazy at the end. You have to go listen to this to hear what we said at the end as we start talking about crazy stuff.
Yeah, that got a little crazy.
Yeah, a little bit, little bit. So that's what that one was. I'm like, oh my God, I don't remember my own episodes, our own episodes. Bring the Boom, that one I felt didn't get the energy that it needed. So I do want to start having Black-owned and operated businesses. Women. Well, yeah. Black women businesses on.
That stuff can definitely be revisited. It's worthy of speaking again, so that's fine.
Yeah, and that was never meant to be a one and done anyway. So there we go. Kay's now I can't talk. Kay's Crazy Questions, part one and two. Pivotal Moments, part one and two. Flag on the Play, when we were talking about the penalties. Do you remember that conversation? It was actually the spinoff of another conversation, and we started talking about people who were incarcerated, who were released, who did all of the time that they needed right. to, and just forever being penalized.
Right.
So that's what that one was. And then the very recent one, which is The Game Done Changed. Have you? And what you doing right now? All that other good stuff.
What you doing? What you doing? Except everybody's, I remember I said in that one that I'm checking more on my family.
Uh-huh.
So they send some of the most hilarious things through our group text. So it's cool for everybody to try to stay connected as much as we can.
Absolutely.
Like I said, we still got some people working. So it's so cool to just get that and just have stuff that doesn't have to do with the craziness and just to be able to laugh. So I really like that.
Yeah.
And when we put, you should see us when we put everybody on FaceTime, there's like six or seven of us. You know how those bounce around? Whenever somebody else talk, they move. Right. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I'm like, are y'all really trying to do this?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's just fun to just see, have everybody virtually.
I think that's a good thing. And then even if you haven't connected, maybe now is the time to try to reconnect.
I'm connected
with a few of my friends that I have not spoken with. I talk to y'all fairly frequently, but so I was able to do that, and that was fun. I think we were on the phone a couple hours, like, oh my God. But I enjoyed that.
Perfect time. Not to cut you off, but it's the perfect time because now they're captive. I gotta do this.
You got nowhere to go, Blue. Don't even try it.
You ain't got shit to do. So now you can talk to all those people.
Well, right.
And you don't have to spend no money. Like, oh, we're going to go out to eat exactly. or we're going to go to the coffee shop. You ain't got to do none of that. None of that.
No. So the thing that I like is with my grandmother, you know, she was in the rehab when I left. Now, my grandmother is 95 years old. And I had flew to Cleveland to, you know, just kind of keep my family calm and, you know, make sure that she was getting everything she needed and set up her care, you know, what was going to happen with her after she left rehab and all of that kind of stuff. And while I was there is when they decided that we were shutting everything down. No, can't no visitors come, blah, 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 blah. Now, I'm going to tell all of my healthcare professional friends, and I love y'all to death, but I mean, let me tell you something. Y'all got so mad because people were angry. You should be happy, first of all, that somebody loved those people enough to be that fucking pissed that they would do that. Now, I know it's different when you're right there and you're dealing with that shit, but you need to understand that they're family first, family first. And so what our institution should have done and what we should have advocated to be done was for them to create some system of communicating. When there are, especially with the elderly people, they don't all know how to pick up a phone. Some of them might have difficulties in doing that, whether it's physical or mental. Right. There should have been some type of provision to ensure that everybody got to talk to their family. That pissed me off. And yes, I apologize to my nurse practitioners and all of those other people that I cussed the fuck out. Because yes, I did. You know better. And your bitches let my grandmother fall on the floor. I was not happy about that shit at all.
Sorry.
And so you can laugh because now it's funny. It was not funny in the moment. Y'all calling the security and the police and shit. Fuck the dumb shit. Figure out a way to allow families to communicate. What if something had happened and somebody, what's happening now if their loved one dies while they're in there?
They just give you a body.
You like, just gonna give them a body like, you know, right. They're not a number. And nobody's right. saying that you can't do your job. You can do your job, but you can't love my grandma like I love all my grandma. You cannot do it. And so I get what happened and what was going on, but you, first of all, y'all decided that y'all was just gonna shut it off and not allow people to talk. And that wasn't even what the case was at the time. That was not at the time. It was supposed to be limited to one family member visiting per day. And y'all did something totally different with that. So sorry, not sorry. I know you got cussed out. You got to find better ways of communicating when you're under stress. That's what we do.
That's what we do.
So anyway.
You're right. Sorry, not sorry, but
fix that. I'm sorry. Y'all just, because then they turn around and they start going off. They on social media. Y'all just need to stay home. Da, 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 da. Bitch, if it was your mama.
Exactly.
Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me. So, all right, I'm done with my rant. I just needed y'all to know that. Next question.
I heard you, and it's okay.
Thank you. I appreciate you listening and understanding where I'm coming from.
I'm glad that's
what I was saying all that to say she is home now, but she's still in the bed. And so this morning, my mom sends a text because we got, I created for everybody that has an iPhone in the family, which is all but like two people. So I created the Applehead family group. And they're like, what's the Applehead family? I'm like, well, we all have different last names. It's not a Robinson, it's not a Darden, it's not a King. We all Appleheads. We all got Apple iPhones. That's what we have in common. So we're the Applehead family. And so she posted in there and said, is anybody up? And I was. So my nephew and I and my mom ended up being able to speak with my grandmother. She was up talking a little bit, you know, doing her little morning stuff. So that was good. And I'm like, I love that. At least I can lay eyes on her. Tracy, I hear you, Grandma. I'm right here. But, you know, that does something for me. It's different than, okay, she in the hospital. Did I get to talk to her today? Or, you know, is she going to answer the phone? Is she lucid enough to answer the phone right now? You know, so.
All they had to do in place. They should have, if they didn't have anything in place, then they should have dedicated a couple of people to, that's all you do. You're going to walk in the room, you're going to contact the family. If you go down the line.
Yeah.
And call and contact the family. If the person can talk. If not, you know, maybe the iPhone or something. Do something. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait for everybody to tell you or make policy or make laws for something. Use common sense.
Y'all got all of those computers. You couldn't figure out somebody don't have a Zoom account or something else.
Anything.
Somebody should have been on that. Yeah. Somebody, you're not taking them down the hall to play games no more because you're isolating every damn body. So y'all, that person who does the games and shit could be something else.
Gonna be the telephone man.
That's right.
Everybody on the phone.
Mr. Telephone Man, Mrs. Right. Telephone Lady, go ahead, take your ass in there, make them phone calls. That's right. So you know you can't be mad about the situation. So next time, now that I told you, you know better. Next time, you do better.
Yeah, keep thinking that.
You can hire me. I'll come in and I'll do the shit for you.
I'll show you how to do it.
I'll show you how, right?
Right.
I didn't realize that. So.
Well, I'm glad that's passed, though.
Me too. I am.
What else? Anything else big?
Anything else big that I have not shared already? Oh, we got vision parties coming up soon. So I'll be hosting a few vision parties. I'm thinking the 1st of May or like the end of the month. Like kind of the first one I just wanted to be like a big, yeah, we get to get the fuck up out of here. But I don't think that's going to be really happy for real. But we're going to do it like that anyway. We're going to speak it as though it's already in existence. We're doing something. So we're going to do the vision parties and hopefully I have this book back by then. It's out to the editor and hopefully by then the book will be back and we can get those
up. I said it's going to have to be.
Right? Anybody playing? We need this shit done. Like yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm really excited and happy about that.
We're going to put that on the list. We got to make a list. You know I love lists. We're going to have to do a list.
What's the name of this one?
I don't know yet. I don't know, but we got to get it done because that's been lingering long enough.
It has. I agree. Okay. I agree. There's a the 90-day journal book that goes with it. There's a guided journal. And if you take the class, there'll be a... but there's a book that goes with the class too, so it's cool. It's good stuff. If I do say so myself, it's pretty good.
I do say so myself.
That's right. Self-love awaits you. Slay, you know, slay with Trey. Get it? It's all connected. Just so you know, but it's slay. Self-love awaits you. A guide to omnipotent self-love. And the reason that I'm putting this book out at this point in time is because you've got to learn to love yourself before you can love anybody else. I know we say we do, blah, 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 but it's not really true. And we're going to dig a little deeper. You can always go deeper with self-love. A
little bit deeper.
A little deeper.
Yeah, I actually realized that when, you know, doing the work with you, that you automatically say you love yourself. But a lot of times you can't define it. You can't actually put your finger on the things that you're doing to show that you love yourself.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about it. It gives me something tangible to say, I put this work in and this is me. And I'm first. And that's hard, especially for healthcare providers or moms. I think moms, period. It's so hard to think about it, putting yourself first.
As a mother, as a healthcare provider, as a person that just automatically nurtures people,
yes.
Nature is to nurture. And so it wasn't until, I got divorced that I even realized that I had to put myself first. Once I realized it, I didn't always practice it. And I still don't, because as a nurturer, that's kind of hard to just do that, you know. So sometimes I isolate because I'm like, okay, I need to pull myself up out of this because something about it ain't right. Like I pulled myself out of Cleveland because I was pissed off and either I was gonna cuss everybody out, fight and go to jail, or I was gonna go home. So I came home, you know. Like you have to learn, like everything is not your battle and everything is not for you to solve, because sometimes we want so desperately for other people to be okay that we do it for them.
Yeah.
I ain't lying.
I'm guilty of that.
Right. And so how then do they or the other person, how do they learn the lesson if you're always doing it for them? They're never going to learn from it. Everything is not for us to do. Sometimes it's for us to sit back and, you know, observe. Mm-hmm. So there we go.
Okay. So let's just do this real quick then.
Do it.
But these are not questions, but this is what I came up with.
Lord.
And it's short. It's called This or That.
This or That. You can get with this. You can get with that. You can get with this.
Hey. Oh, that's old.
You know I have a song for everything. Sorry, I can't help myself.
It's simple stuff. Okay.
Okay.
The first one is cookies or cake?
Cookies.
Cookies. Text or call?
Call.
You rather just call?
Wait, okay. I don't mind a text if it's a few words.
Right.
You know, we can have a few words, chat back and forth. But when I have to start writing a paragraph or you have to start writing a paragraph, you need to stop doing that shit and pick up the motherfucking phone and call me. Because by the time it takes us to do all of these paragraphs, it's going to be a whole hour later when we could have had a 5 fucking minute conversation.
There you go.
So call. Just call.
Love or money?
Love. You don't want money? You want money? Y'all should have seen her face.
Okay, Coke or Pepsi?
Oh, Pepsi. I'm on your team. I'm on your team, KB.
Pepsi, right.
Pepsi.
Flowers or trees?
Trees.
Trees?
Fruit, I think of like, huh?
Go ahead.
I just think of what fruit, like the trees produce fruit and stuff that I can eat. That's all. I like
talk.
But you know,
you talk to the trees, so I knew you would say trees because you talk to them.
I do. Shut up. I do talk to the trees. I talk to the flowers too. I talked to butterflies the other day. I saw them do their first flight. Like, I talk to the animals. Yes, I do, damn it.
Okay, phone or tablet?
Ooh, tablet.
If you say so.
I guess.
Piercings or tattoos?
Piercings. I got one tattoo. I got about 12 piercings. I don't know. Let's see. 3, 6, 7.
Well, there you go.
Huh?
What's your tattoo? Where's your tattoo?
Oh, you didn't see my tattoo. So I believe that everything has meaning. So my tattoo is on my back. Let's see if I can go this way. Oh, damn. I can't even show you. Oh, here. So this is my tattoo.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I'm a Cancer, so the moon rules me, right?
Right.
The bee is my spirit animal.
Yeah.
And the turquoise and the purple are colors that mean stuff to me. Turquoise is for healing, because I'm a healer.
Okay.
Purple, because I'm that bitch. Purple is royalty. You know that's my prince thing.
Yes, it's a royalty thing. But okay, so how did you decide on the location of your
tattoo? Girl, Tyrenee decided on that damn location. She was like, I'm gonna do this and we're gonna do a universe and we're gonna have it like that. I was like, well, we can start with our one. So it's like our thing, our connection thing.
Doing your crazy.
I ain't putting nothing else on there. This was when I first, where was I going? Belize. I was on my way to Belize. So about a year now. Two years?
I think that's cute.
Yeah,
that's
so I like it.
That's cute.
Only tattoo I got.
That's all you need.
Right. Think,
sandals or tennis shoes?
Oh, sandals.
I knew you would say that.
Girl, you know me by now.
Apples or oranges?
Oranges.
TV shows or movie?
Movies. You can answer these questions for me.
They don't know you like that.
I know.
Okay, what about mountains or beach?
Now, that's a hard shit for me.
I know that's hard for you. That's why I picked that one.
Love the water. I also love the mountains. Why can't I have both? That's hard. Right now it's mountains because this is where I'm at, I guess.
Okay, mountains.
Well, actually, right now it would be the beach because I would like to go from the mountains to the beach and come back.
So you back to the beach?
So the beach. I'm picking the beach.
Comedy or drama?
Comedy. I love to laugh, if you can't tell.
Sweet or salty?
Sweet. I gotta have my chocolates.
Oh my geez.
Hers is salty though.
Right.
Hers is salty.
Cash or credit?
Cash.
Cash.
Everything around me, cream.
Cash. Cash. I don't think the same thing like cream. Oh, that's funny.
Dollar bill, y'all. Yep.
bike or horse?
I'll take the horse.
Take the horse, really?
Yeah. I did went horseback riding for the first time when I was in Belize.
Oh, did you? You have never been?
I had never been on a horse before. Did you talk to the horse? Huh?
Did you talk to the horse?
Yeah, she was a little bit older, but she was a big girl, and so she was able to hold me. That was all I was worried about. I'm like, you know, I got a little extra weight. she wasn't one of those crazy, you know, you could tell that she was very, he was like, oh, you need to be on. I forgot the horse's
name. Okay, I love that. Yeah. They know.
And my so mom used to through the jungles of Belize on the horseback. It was fun.
I think that's cool. My mom used to take us horseback riding when we were little.
Oh, see, that's cool. My mother won't go near no damn horse, girl. My mom ain't do that shit. She'll take us shopping now. Thank you, Ma. I was the cutest girl in school.
We went shopping. Okay, the last one is just snooze button or get your ass up.
I gotta hit snooze once or twice. Well, it's different though now. When I was working, I had to hit snooze. Like, so I would do snooze. But now sometimes it depends on what's going on with me. You know, so if I'm in like this mode right now, and so when I am in creative mode, I cannot sleep. Like shit going on in my head. I'm solving problems and shit in my sleep. So I wake up and I'm like, all right, I might as well just get up and do this shit. So that's where I'm at right now. If I could though, and I could get myself to shut up in my own head, I would hit snooze.
your own head.
Right. I don't even do the alarm thing no more though. Ain't that wonderful? That's such a wonderful thing. Y'all gotta try that sometime.
I set the alarm just so I could hit the motherfucking snooze button. I set a crazy time knowing I'm not gonna get my butt up just so I can be like, oh, okay, it's 6 o'clock.
That's so funny.
I need another hour and then I go back to sleep and I get up.
That's hilarious.
That's terrible, but that's what I do. I literally do. You should see, I'll have like two or three of them and just snooze them on out and then I'm like, okay, it's time to get up. I love it. Yeah. Like, I know my goal is to get up even at 7 each day, and I purposely will set a 6 o'clock alarm just so I can say, okay, it's almost time to get up, but you don't have to.
There you go. Now, you know what I have done too is I'll set my alarms. I'm usually up between 4 and 5 anyway, right? So I'm like, let me turn that 5 o'clock alarm off and then I'll just use the bathroom and go back to sleep if I can, you know? And if I'm not, I think I need 2 more hours. So let me turn the 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock alarm off. It's crazy. It is crazy.
But you can do that. That's what I love about it.
Right?
Okay. That's all of my this or that for now.
This or that. You could get with this or get with that.
Or that.
This.
That's pretty cool.
That is. That's fun. That's cute.
Now, this is what we missed from the first season. We haven't had a major, not that it has to be major, but we haven't really had a disagreement about something where we just be like, you know what? Well, you just don't understand where I'm coming from and I don't understand where you're coming from. So we just going to agree to disagree or try to see my side. Like, we haven't had topic that really touched anybody.
So I think that we all think differently and I think we all come from different, I think we all have different trains of thought, right?
I do.
But I also think that we're grown, not just grown, but we're at a place where we have learned that sometimes you just got to sit back and shut up. And we don't, so we don't end up arguing about stuff. Like, I'm not going to agree with everything you're saying. So this, let me tell you what I have seen happen. And I don't think there are big things that we really disagree about?
Like, I don't think so. I was just saying, and I'm definitely not a drama type person. And I will sit back and say, well, that's their perspective. That's how they were brought up, or that's their interpretation of it. And so I get that. And
but
so
you and I, all of us, I think, respect each other enough to respect the other person's point of view. And so it doesn't come out like that. And I don't think that's real. This ain't Jerry Springer. Hit that bitch. You know she talked to them much anyway.
You went way back to Jerry Springer. Yes,
somebody was talking about Jerry Springer today being a judge. Judge Jerry or something. So I end up talking about that. I don't know why.
He was like the mayor. What? No, he was a mayor or something, not a judge.
No, on a show. There was a show. I heard the commercial. And I was walking by and she said, Jerry. And he said, Judge Jerry or Judge or something. And I was like, nigga, you Jerry. You Jerry from the hood show. Yeah, nobody calling you Judge. Maybe it didn't go over well. I don't know. I just remember hearing that.
No, I can't.
So he was mayor too? See, I stay out of that. That ain't my lane. I have to leave them people alone because they all crazy.
I've never could. I can't believe it was on for so long. How did they on so many years? Like, you got that many people that really...
You do.
Oh, geez.
What has replaced Jerry? And Maury? Maury's still on, I think, from time to time. But what's replaced Jerry? The judge shows. What else replaced the judge shows?
We have the dramas.
Huh?
Y'all the reality crap.
Reality shit, yeah. So yeah, people love crazy drama shit. I guess it takes them away from their own stuff. So
I think it's the opposite. I think it feeds it into it, then they bring it out into their own shit.
They do, but they think that if you ask them why you watch it, ask them why they watch it. They ain't gonna say, yeah, because I love drama and I like to bring the drama to my life. They not about to say that. Oh, it's just funny to watch, girl. I think it's funny.
It's embarrassing.
So I wish Patty was here to round out the season with us, but it's okay. We're coming back strong with the three of us. Just the three of us. Okay, but yeah, whatever. Now it's the two of us. But we'll come back strong in season two, and I hope you're looking forward to it, because I really am. I think it's going to be fun. I'm loving the evolution of the show. I'm loving this.
I think it's going to be fun, too.
Yeah. All right. So you have been listening to the Laugh Out Loud podcast with KB and me, Tracy. Say what Trey, whatever you want to say. Do it. This has been so very exciting for us, and we are so looking forward to serving you, to speaking with you, to hearing from you in the upcoming weeks. We'll be back. I think by the time you hear this, it'll be a week. So we will be back. Maybe I'll do some little snippets or something for y'all in between. I don't know. We'll send y'all some of our crazy moments. We always got crazy stuff. And we hope to see and hear from you all soon. We love you.
Smooches.
Smooches. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.